This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what continues to negatively affect the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, I think as much as anything, it's profit-taking still weighing on the market. Second straight session, we saw downside triple-digit losses, but also for second straight session, we did bounce well off the lows of the session. Hopefully, that helps us out a little bit tomorrow. It didn't help us as much today as we'd like to have seen. Cash last week was pretty much steady money in the south at 161. In the north, it was a little higher with a high of 163.50 being paid. Choice box beef today, 42 cents higher. Selects up $1.01. Movement of 60 loads. Saw an estimate kill of 110,000 head. April live cattle today closed down $1.07. June cattle down 30 cents. April feeder cattle down $1.17. May feeders down 82 cents. And April lean hogs, 10 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the 43rd annual OBI Bull Test Sale, Thursday, March 26th at the OBI Test Station, 8 miles west of Stillwater, Oklahoma, on Highway 51. The sale gets underway at noon, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. About 195 bulls will be up for sale, including 120 Angus, 60 Herefords, 11 Brangus, and 2 Simmentals, plus 40 open and bred heifers. For more information and catalog requests, call Tim Stidham, 405-624-1181, or call 405-742-4553.
The Noble Foundation is proud to present the 2015 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference on Saturday, March 21st at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event is prosperity, volatility, and sustainability. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference will feature cutting-edge information on beef sustainability, ag credit, risk management, and the cattle outlook. For more information, go to www.noble.org/agevents or call Maggie Scott at 580-224-6375. Tom, what's bringing mixed trade to the grains?
Well, we saw overnight, Leslie, downside in wheat, corn, and soybeans. But then when we had the reopening at 8:45 this morning, we saw the wheat start to show some leadership, and they continue to do it throughout the day as far as trading positive. While corn and soybeans held negative, corn and soybeans did manage to bounce off their lows. As far as fresh news, we really lacked anything. There was no guidance from our export inspections this morning as far as any price direction. But we are starting to see the trade pay a little bit more attention to the dry weather in the southern plains and the effect it might have on that winter wheat crop that also gave a little fuel to the wheat market. May KC wheat up 15¾ cents. July KC up 16. May Chicago wheat up 12 cents. May corn down a penny and a half. July corn down 1 penny. May soybeans 4¾ lower. July soybeans down 4¼. And May cotton down 1 point.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
With your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network,